On the way next to Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Typically on the, normally it would be the Monday night Bartlesville City Council, but because of the holiday, they met on Tuesday. So we're talking city business this morning, and City Councilman Jim Curd in to spend a little bit of time with us. Good morning, sir.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you. And it was a long drive down the street here from Dinks and Sterling's for you this morning.
Yes, it was. Just right up the road. So it's not a problem to get here. I can leave just about a couple minutes before I'm due to be here, and I'm here.
There you go. Probably the big visibility issue from last night's council meeting, and I know there was some good discussion around it, but phase two of the Silver Lake Village announced. I think it was announced a few weeks ago in generic terms, something about a sporting goods store. Right. And if you looked at the developer's website, there was one major sporting goods store that right. They tended just to partner with. So maybe not the surprise that some of the others were, but Academy Sports still going to be a good addition to our community.
Yeah, tremendous. For everybody that's worked on the project and been around it, that name's floated around for several months, and it was up to the developer to finally release the name. And even though they'd done it for employment reasons and things like that, and last night officially we were able to make that announcement that Academy Sports is coming to town and is going to anchor that phase two of a Silver Lake Village out there. Going to be a great addition.
I think so too. And you and I were talking before we went on the air just how one little building block overall adds to what goes on in the business community of Bartlesville, and it's kind of that rising tide floats all ships.
Certainly. I mean, to have Lowe's start that corner and then phase one come along and then phase two immediately right behind it is going to be that's the kind of energy and synergy you hope to have on that corner, and it's going to come to fruition here fairly quickly, hopefully, if the permits fall in place and we're permitted to proceed with phase two.
Yeah, and some of the permits are handled outside the area. I think the Corps has pretty much done most of what they need to do on phase two, but still some of it was other than Bartlesville and Washington County getting a job done.
Yes, yeah, we're just developers waiting for the permits to come through the Corps of Engineers, and according to them, they filed all the correct paperwork, and they have been in touch with the Corps, and hopefully they're working in that direction to make those permits happen.
Yeah, it's nice to see all those outside agencies, I'll say, doing their due diligence, but if everybody filled the square and made the correct promises, we should be good.
Yep, good to go on it. So yeah. It's going to be, for the community to see these size of retail anchors come to town is significant. It's going to be, we're all hopeful that the sales tax comes through in these proposals, and it's going to be a great addition to our city to have this extra money flowing into the community.
Yeah, as a councilman, that's one thing that you always have on your mind, because under the way Oklahoma makes the cities operate, it's those sales tax dollars that gives us the ability to write those police and fire paychecks and do all the other things.
You bet. That's been declining over the years. I mean, we saw it in our sales tax today, even through the holiday season. The online business is taking a pretty good chunk out of our sales tax, and this is one way to try to offset that and then create new sales tax for the area, and bring some people from up north and around the community to Bartlesville, bring those new dollars in, and then keep some of our dollars here, as we talked about.
Well, you were involved when the Angelou study was being done, actually the two Angelou studies that were being done, and that was one of the messages that kind of floated to the top on both of them. There were certain brand names, there were certain labels that people wanted to see. Not that they said good things about our business community and they liked our local ownership, but there were certain labels that people wanted to see.
Yeah, we did that other study with the younger people, and they definitely identified some brands. So we knew we were behind on the retail side, certainly on the restaurant side. And so this is our effort, our economic development effort, David Woods and Jared Patton down there, the work they put into this over the last 3 or 4 years has just been tremendous. And so this is what the community's asked for, and we all realize that it's a great opportunity to try to bring some new sales tax into the community.
And I don't remember the time frame that was announced, but I would expect within the next, I'll say, 3 to 6 months to see more names popping up on what's going to be out there.
That's hopeful. There's some stores, some stores still uncommitted in those areas, but, as we saw, I think with Lowe's being, starting that corner, and then having the likes of the stores that are coming into phase one, and then Academy Sports agreeing to phase two, that's going to attract a lot of other smaller retailers to those spaces. I think that'll want to sit next on that, on those corners, and have some of that traffic available to them.
And there are other things going on in our community. I look at what's going on at Eastland, the space that Atwood's vacated, and some of the other things that are going over there. And yes, I know Stage made an announcement that they would be closing, but the rest of the retail community is not sitting around twiddling their thumbs either.
No, it's going to change. Those that new development will change, and everybody's kind of. Retool as a result of that. So that'll all generally be positive, because we do, Eastland Center is a great center right there in the center of town. So we hope that some things will happen there. And certainly with that vacated Atwoods building there, that's a great piece of property that's available. And then certainly down the road, we hope that even out at the mall and things like that, that'll entice other retailers to come to town to, be attractive to these, hopefully bringing these people in from up north in Kansas and around the community that'll come to town to shop here.
And I think that's part of the message that that Bartlesville is getting. We've always had it to a certain extent, but that we've become the destination for, again, those communities in Kansas.
Sure.
for Nowata, for Pawhuska, for the about an hour, at least three quarters of the way around. I don't think we're going to get much business from Tulsa and Owosso, but you never know.
Well, as Tulsa moves north, we have that opportunity. But certainly, just as we always used to travel to Tulsa for our dining needs and going out and shopping, a lot of people up north in Kansas and, within 20 or 25 miles of here do the same for Bartlesville. And we've certainly been a great community for that. We've been a great community because of the hospital. But as we add these new components, these new retail components to town, it's going to give more people more reasons to come here, stay here longer, not just pass through and come for more than a visit to the hospital or something like that. They'll be here to able to shop and spend the day and enjoy the new retail outlets we'll have here.
And I know my wife has some friends that live and work in Kansas, and that's the comment that I think we've gotten from them for quite a while. Had to come down for a doctor's appointment. Let's go out to eat. What's new?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see some more of that. We've all, we talked about it even in our meeting last night, that Lowe's parking lot, and when you walk through it, and you can certainly go through the parking lots at Dink's and Sterling's, we've got a wonderful group of people from Kansas that patronize us down here, as do a variety of other retailers in town. So looking forward to having those people here, keeping them here even longer, and asking them to spend some more money in our community.
It's nice to see those out-of-state plates.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. We need it. And we depend on them in so many more ways up in Kansas, not just for them to come down here, but they're great outreach for our community, to be a part of their communities and participate in their health and benefit to their community, too.
Well, and I know, just looking at your personal business, I see that Dink's truck up in Independence.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You do a lot of catering up there, don't
you?
Yeah,
I mean, we do a lot of catering up there and have in the past, and that's why we've got two vehicles, and we're running trucks up there, usually a couple, two or three times a month, to do some deliveries up there to small manufacturers and doing company picnics in the summer. So it's Kansas has been a great a source of business for Dink's.
I want to mention, it was part of the news story, but if the listeners missed it, Washington County kind of stepping up a little bit to say we want to do what we can to continue the business development.
Yeah, just tremendous to have Mike Dunlap there last night, and the county commissioners met previous to our meeting and approved their participation. And they can say it's a small level, or we can say, but it's not. It's a significant level to have some of their money into the game to help pay that debt back, and that the BDC is the loan that we're making to make the development happen. It's going to be great to have their money you know, work to pay that debt down and get that bill paid sooner and be debt free, and the Barnesville Development Corporation be back where we need them to be.
Yeah, you've mentioned some of the good things that the BDC has been doing and has been doing for a long time, but I think it's the cooperation that we get from, in this case, the county or from the other taxing districts in, let's say, the other TIF projects that have been going on around town. If it were not for those other bodies, probably not as many things would be getting done.
Yeah, David Woods has done a great job linking the city council, and now we've got the county certainly as a participant. So working well as a group together, I think, has really shown, come through in this, seeing how well this development's come together. And we've had some young professionals there last night and certainly endorsing the project, and that's good to hear from them, to know that, you know, these are things that they've asked for, the community's asked for, and we're responding in a diligent and doing our due diligence in a responsible way and a prudent way to bring these developments forward.
It has to be encouraging for you as a council member to see the faces that come before the council on any issue. Yes, not everybody is going to like every issue that comes before the council, and you need to hear those detracting comments as well, but overall it's got to be encouraging.
It is. I mean, it's just nice to have a broader base at the end of the day, to know that there's so many people working in the same direction. Yes, it's not always going to be pleasing to everybody, and we understand that, but you know, you try to make decisions that's best beneficial for the entire community, and sometimes you know, you just have to work through those issues that are not always acceptable to other people, and hopefully come out on the other side and be beneficial to do something that's beneficial to the entire community. So yeah, that's where we're working in that direction.
And we're spending a little bit of time with Jim Curd this morning, and we will continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with City Councilman Jim Curd, and Jim, we could spend the rest of the time on the the project over on Silver Lake Village, but there are other things going on, and we've talked a little bit about it. I know the city manager was in a week or so ago talking about the bridge project on US 75. You can't help but, I don't care if you're northbound or southbound, even if you turn at Frank Phillips headed south, you still see the lights and know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the state in here, and they picked a date in February to rehab that Turkey Creek Bridge, mm-hmm. and it's right in front of Eastland, and it's going to jam up that intersection pretty good down there. So it's good to just to put that warning out to people to avoid that area if they can. There's a pretty good detour around it. It's easy to get around it. It's just going to take a few more minutes out of your day to keep some traffic off that street, so it's passable to the north and southbound traffic. For the locals here, we've just got to do our best to avoid it and lighten the load that goes through that area.
Well, that's what the Silver Lake Expressway is for.
That's what the Silver Lake Expressway is for. for it. It's as I always said, that was a great to extend the Silver Lake, through there for all the years we drove up to that stoplight and took a right or a left. Now we can just go straight through it. So we can certainly utilize that a lot better now.
That's for sure. Again, I believe the entry to Eastland and to the Kmart Shopping Center is or soon will be closed from 75. So again, people will have to enter off of Frank Phillips.
Right. I saw a Facebook page that looked like the intersection was closed, but it soon will be closed into Eastland and into Kmart there. So they'll have to find those alternate routes on the north side of both those developments, shopping centers, to get in there. And it is a state project. We're thankful the state's here. And as you and I talked about, there's not ever a good date, but really in early spring and late winter is not a bad time. It could have been all started construction during the Christmas holidays, things like that. There's worse times it could have been started. So we've just got to get it done, and hopefully the weather will cooperate to speed the project along.
And I know that the lanes that are affected will, switch and back and forth probably a few times as they try to work on this and still be able to allow traffic on the other lanes.
Yeah.
But overall, it's going to take, they've been allowed 6 months to get it done, 180 days, so technically not quite 6 months, but within a day or two. But there is a bonus, I believe, if they get it done sooner. So
good. Yeah. So I hope that, that's always a good incentive. If there's good days to work, I hope they're out there working as long as they can get it done.
Yeah. If they won't work at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
But again, that's one thing going on. There is a database being collected, I believe, on storm shelters. Is that right?
Yes. There's a federal program, actually, administered by the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management for storm shelters to get help. To pay for those storm shelters within Washington County. There's a variety of meetings coming up. We mentioned last night there's a rebate offered for storm shelters, is what I was trying to say. And there's a meeting February 22nd in Ramona at the Ramona City Hall from 6 to 7. That's today.
Yeah.
And then there's two in Bartlesville on Thursday. So the one today in Ramona is at 6 o'clock at the Ramona City Hall, two in Bartlesville tomorrow, Thursday, both of them, one at the public library and one at the City Hall, and one at the library is 1 p.m. after lunch, and then the one at City Hall is Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And then there's one more up on February 24th up at the Copan High School, and it starts at 6 o'clock also. So anybody in Washington County can attend and apply for these rebates. Our storm shelters are growing. Our emergency management is interested in seeing that those amount of shelters in Washington County increase. And actually, as I didn't know, but Ed had mentioned last night, Mr. Gordon had mentioned in the meeting, that these are all cataloged and databases brought about so that we emergency management knows where these storm shelters are, so in case there is a tornado and the house falls over on a storm shelter, they know to go in there, and there's hopefully going to be people in there. So it's nice to know that the emergency county Washington County emergency management is tuned into that too.
And if there is a financial incentive, it's worth people's while to go find out about it. If they have thought about it, and that incentive, whatever it might be, if a few dollars, let's get it done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, storm shelters are, when you think of the investment you have in your lives and your house and your kids, it's a small investment to protect yourself from, an occurrence that happens in Oklahoma frequently enough. And we can be here in Bartlesville for all these years and one can never come through and one could be, right behind the corner. So it's, I love the rebate program. I think I'm glad to see the federal government involved in that, because it gets people to a little extra assistance and a little extra encouragement to go make that purchase.
Okay, well, I'll just mention our Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up in Coffeyville the first weekend in March, only from the standpoint that I know that there will be a business or two that has safe rooms participating.
My dad bought one as a result of that Home Guard show he went to, and he had one in his garage. So it's a great, it's a significant investment, but it's not a lot of money compared to, what is protecting your life. You're able to come through a situation like that unharmed. It's a great investment to put in your house or in your business.
Jim Curd, thank you very much.
I'm glad to be here.
Community Connection on K1.
It's to get worse, a projected $868 million hole, now $10 million deeper. It means